You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeVino.
Originally from Kansas City, that is performer, composer, conductor, and a brilliant jazz pianist, Joanne Daugherty, from her current home base of Chicago with the 2005 song Heading Out off her album called Range of Motion. She is a lover of all kinds of music, a range of motion. Whether gigging with jazz luminaries like John Abercrombie, Randy Brecker, or Howard Levy, playing keyboards in shows such as Jersey Boys, Dream Girls, or Billy Elliot, or just performing frequently with the USO of Illinois, she is up for a challenge and she excels. She has several albums on her own, and she is currently plotting her path to a hat trick, her third album that she wants to get out. She also has a plan when she plays a room, and this is what she told Neon Jazz in a recent interview, is her aim when she plays that jazz live.
Bodies moving and people smiling. I do believe art should challenge us too. I don't discount that. Art serves so many functions, many of which are to make us really think about hard, heavy issues. But my little corner of the world, what I want to do is bring people happiness and joy.
Keep your eyes open for Joanne to come back to Kansas City. And in the meantime, her music sounds awfully good in a well-rounded jazz collection.
I look forward to hearing some more of this woman's music.
Absolutely. She is good. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has groomed quality musicians that have moved on to cities all over the world, just like Joanne Daugherty, and legends like Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here from Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to load our cannon with a memorable array of jazz that will dazzle your ears for an hour or so. Joanne noted in our interview how much she admired the great Herbie Hancock, and many of them do in an interview, and we figured we'd follow up with that legend from her music. Joined by Michael Brecker and Roy Hargrove, here's Herbie with the tune The Poet live at Massey Hall back in 2002.
Thank you. Brian Pereschi, New York City-based jazz trumpet player, telling you to check out Joe Dimino, Neon Jazz.
That was New York-based trumpeter, composer, and arranger Brian Pereschi with the 2014 No, You Do off his powerful album, The BP Express. Brian has been around for years, playing Broadway shows, clubs, and festivals all over the world. He's been on The Letterman Show and gigged with folks like Barbara Streisand, Phil Collins, Quincy Jones, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey's orchestras, the great Max Weinberg, and it goes on and on.
There's a resume, my goodness.
That's right. And this guy, he is a studio guy as well. He gets around, and he's known very well for his work on film, TV, and commercial recordings. You've probably already heard him, and you don't don't know it. He is the definition of diversified, and this is what he told Neon Jazz in a recent interview about being so multifaceted.
You know, there's different ways to skin a cat. Some people want to just want to do one thing to the exclusion of everything else.
Yeah.
The problem with that is if you're not like the top person or the top two or three, then you're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You're going to do very little.
Also, during that interview, he spoke about performing with the sax and flute man, Jerome Richardson. Here he is with the 1997 song, Jazz Station Runaway. Man, what a cool name that is.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I'm listening to Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. The gentleman is not a dope. Thank you.
That was Barcelona jazz pianist and a leader in the Spanish music scene, Iñaki Sandoval, along with his trio with the 2008 tune Hotel Existence. And that is a cool name, and it really kind of captures that hotel feeling. Along with his recordings and performances, he is the Dean of Graduate Studies and a Director of the Jazz Department at the Liceu Conservatory, where he teaches piano and improvisation. From those early big band days and the hits they made, here's Nat Gonella just dipping in a little bit here on Neon Jazz with his New Georgians with the song I'm Nobody's Baby.
Nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray the Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But no, nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby, baby now.
Hi, this is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
Thank you.
That was French jazz double bassist Henri Texier, teamed up with the great Joe Lovano on the strings on the 1986 song Paris Martinoles. The self-taught Paris-born jazz cat spent the 60s working with the great Don Cherry. Then he went on into the 80s and was with the band Transatlantic Quartet featuring Joe Lovano. He also spent some quality time over the years with Johnny Griffin, Phil Woods, Bill Coleman, and the great Bud Powell, probably during that little decade of the 70s we neglected to mention up there. Joining the David O. Higgins Quintet is the great Eric Alexander with the 2009 song Why Don't I off the album Sketchbook, next on Neon Jazz.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the best music on your dial.
That there was the jazz supergroup The Leaders with the 1986 tune Midnight Train off the album called Mudfoot. Originally formed in 1985, the group was put together by trumpeter Lester Bowie, alto saxophonist Arthur Blythe, and tenor saxophonist Chico Hamilton, along with a cast of others. These guys released three flavor-rich albums together, and they are all memorable listens. Here's another one from that cool little big band era. This is Geraldo and his orchestra with the tune Don't Say That Nobody Loves You, right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Sometimes you sit and wonder that no one cares for you. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder. You'll find those words are true. Don't say that nobody loves you. I know that somebody loves you. Though you might feel alone over there, but tonight you're in somebody's prayer. Don't say that nobody loves you. I know that somebody loves you. And if you wonder who it might be, I'll tell you, nobody loves you like me.
Don't say that nobody loves you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
We know that somebody loves you.
Well, that's nice to know.
Though you might feel alone over there,
I wouldn't worry about that.
You're the voice, been a girl everywhere.
Well, what do you know about that?
Don't think that we will forget you.
I hope not.
We're awfully glad to have met you.
And supposing I should ask who you might be?
We're just the Navy, the Army,
the Air Force.
Hey, fellas, what about me?
Hi, this is pianist Fred Hirsch, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cried, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. Will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day that just passed us by. That was a cool tune in honor of a man that loved jazz and lasting harmony. Actually, both of them. That was Max Roach orchestrating a duet with Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. Taking the honors of leading us away from this hour of jazz is Dallas-based jazz musician, poet, visual artist, and music educator Dennis Gonzalez with the 1987 song Surely Goodness and Mercy.
Love that title.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yep.
This guy can play the trumpet, drums, flute, synthesizer, and baritone sax. He is a busy cat, and we're glad that he can end things on a good note around here. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who knows how to pick out all the right notes with his engineering ear, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. We'd love to know what and if you dig it. Request a song or two. Reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most,
baby. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Bye-bye. Well, I think that went pretty well.
Neon Jazz.